Good morning, podcast audience.
Yo, Dave.
I found the echo. Good day, podcast audience. That was just a little throwback to my man Dave Brantley, lead guitar player for the Postal Jamming Guys. He used to always give me the business about my echo when I first started. Hey, but listen, let's have a podcast today, and let's talk about presidential issues with respect to decisions that are going to be made for you. And I would like to start the podcast with a question, and I propose this question to the audience. Well, not the audience, but to Local 304, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky specifically, but generally to everyone. Why are we going to stay in a position where we allow someone who's been retired over 15 years to make decisions that determine the quality of our work life? And I want to discuss that with the podcast audience today from a common sense point of view. And let's start with, you know, this past contract, COVID has been one of the biggest issues that we've had to face. And I want to say to Local 304, during COVID, where was your local? Where was your local? And let me tell you what I mean by that. And I'm going to draw this all together so you understand why I think it makes absolutely zero sense to allow someone who's retired, as in your current president, to remain in a position that's going to govern your quality of work life. Let's talk about liberal leave policy. Liberal leave policy. Do you know that for most of this last contract, we were in a liberal leave policy? What did your local do to ensure that liberal leave policy was extended to you? I don't care. This is not a conversation for branch presidents. This is a conversation directed at your local president, because you got to understand, when memos come down from headquarters that govern what should take place, see, as a local president, I am going to meet immediately with plant managers to make sure we understand what postal headquarters just put out. Not many facilities, if any, in Indiana, Ohio, or Kentucky really got to take advantage of the liberal leave policy, a policy that headquarters put in place to protect employees. But because local management decided they were going to do it differently, most postal employees, because their union had no strength, had no teeth to go meet with these postal leaders and make sure they abided by this liberal leave policy, most postal mail handlers got messed over during this COVID period. Now, again, I am always open to hear feedback from mail handlers saying, no, that's not what happened. No, that's not what happened. And let me tell you, I'm fully aware of that's what happened, because I helped countless employees during COVID with paperwork, talking to their plant managers. And let me tell you something. I didn't just help them in Ohio. I helped them in many states. But right now, my focus is Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. If you had a problem, you contacted me, and we went to work. And I want to say this to you. That was one of the biggest issues, COVID. What did your local do for you? See, that's what I mean when I say a union that has a president with presence. And you know from work that I've done already, I'm going to be there standing in front of you for you. Now, join this all back together as we begin to wrap up this take five. Mail handlers in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, with the possibility, or some cases already taking place, with the possibility of plant closures, consolidation, you need Kenny Hodge sitting at that table negotiating for you, because I'm sure, and I will give you continuous take fives for the next month on issues that should have been resolved by the local but never got touched by the local, So again, I say to the membership, support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence, and we're going to bring back honor and dignity to Local 304. I guarantee it.